are you doing with your burden? Jesus said, come unto me. And look what he said, and I will give you rest. So for God not to listen to your problem when you go to him, and not to, and listen now, he did not say he was going to answer your prayer the way you want it answered. God, I need this and this and this. Oh, no, no, no. God already said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. God knows what you need more than you know what you need. But he said, come unto me. So when I go to him, for him not to give me rest would make the Bible a lie. You say, well, I haven't had rest. Well, it's because you haven't went unto him. Because God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is what, church? Easy, and my burden is light. Basically, what he's saying, if you'll take this journey that we call the Christian life, and you'll let Jesus lead you, and you'll willingly submit to the Father, submit to the will of the Father, as Christ had to do. Remember when he was sweating great drops of blood? We sang about it this morning. But sweat drops of blood for me. Remember when he had to submit in the garden? He said, not my will, but thine. How hard was that for Jesus that day to submit to death? If we would just submit to the Father and submit to the will of the Father and let God lead us and trust, knowing that God sees what we cannot see. God sees the problem that we're going to face next year. And by the way, he's already made a way to escape that problem. He's already got the fix for that problem. And the fix is not the world, people. The fix is not in a brown bottle. So many people struggle with that. And you just ask them. And you know, we look at it as silly, but in reality, it's a disease. And you ask them, how do you feel when that wears off? And tears come down their face. And they say, just the same as I did yesterday. There's no fix there. Temporary, it's like putting a Band-Aid on. But you need stitches. Band-Aid's not going to sew you up. Might slow the bleeding down, but man, when that Band-Aid comes off, what's going to happen? Blood's just going to start pouring out of there. This certain man knew that Jesus could heal him and could heal his son. Philippians 4:6. Philippians 4, verse 6. You know, a lot of us have been in situations. Just yesterday, we stood by the graveside of a lady that I didn't even know. But I knew some family members that were there that were hurting. And I'm thankful the Lord gave us the opportunity to be there and support. But let me tell you something. All of us have experienced some sort of death in our life. I don't think anyone here would say, I've never experienced a family member pass away. And look, it hurts, doesn't it? It's sad. You miss them. You love them. And you just desire to be with them. But look what the book of Philippians in chapter 4, verse 6 says. The Bible says, be careful for what, church? But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with what? That's the trick there now in this verse. Let your requests be made known unto God. And here, this is my favorite verse in the whole Bible. And the peace of God, which passeth all, what, church? Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I remember when I got the phone call that my granddaddy was going to pass away. And for those of you who don't know, I was raised up by my grandma and my grandpa. They were my mom and dad. Not physically, obviously, but they were who I knew as mom and dad. That they were the ones that I loved. They were the ones that, you know, did everything with me. Took me to ball games, took me to church, taught me how to throw a ball, taught me how to shoot a basketball, which I'm not very good at. Taught me how to do this, taught me how to do that, took me to Braves games, took me here, took me there, took me to youth rallies. I mean, he would sit at every single baseball practice for years. I mean, I'm like, I know you like the games, but listen, he just wanted to be present. He wanted to know, he wanted me to know that he cared about me. And I remember I was in Iowa when I got the phone call that said, look, if you have any chance of making it down here to see him and say goodbye, you better leave now. So I got on the next plane out, and some unfortunate events happened in Texas. The plane broke down, and I was on, you know, standby for hours. And I just remember falling asleep, and I don't remember the exact time. I was off by a couple hours. I thought I remembered the exact time, but I didn't. But I'll tell you what I remember. I remember prior to all this, I had gone through some things in my life. I had just went through forgiving some people of some things, and I was starting to understand what bitterness really did to me for so many years. So I began to ask the Lord. I said, God, I've never came to you with a request like this before, but I'm coming to you now. And I opened up the book of Philippians, and I read these out loud, praying to God. Did you know that praying to God out loud and, you know, using His Word? Hey, He's the author of this thing. He's not going to make Himself a liar. I began to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, you said be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. But here was the trick, with thanksgiving. And here was my prayer. I said, God, I understand that my granddaddy's time is up. I get that. And I said, Lord, I want to be okay with that. I didn't say I was, but I said, I want to be okay with losing my grandpa. But here's what I wanted. I want to be thankful in the end, and I want for years to be able to tell the story of that you carried me through this time. Because I'm telling you, I dreaded this day from the time I left home in 2008 until it happened. I dreaded the day. He was sick when I left, and I knew it was going to happen eventually. But look, I was heartbroken on the way down there. The plane couldn't take off, and then I fell asleep on the pew, and I'm telling you, I said, Lord, I really need you to just take this into your hands and give me the peace that only you can give me in a time like this. I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to hate you for this. I don't want to blame you for this. You know what I'm saying? Church, this was serious to me. I was about to lose the most important man I've ever known to this day. He was about to go off into eternity. Now, I knew he was going to heaven, and I was okay with that. But what I did not want is I did not want 2 years down the road be coming into the back of a church as a drunk because I got bitter and angry at the Lord for taking my grandpa away. I didn't want that. And so I said, Lord, here's what I'm praying for. I'm praying for that peace that you talk about in Philippians 4:6. I'm praying for that peace, God, that passes all understanding. I don't understand why you had to let it go through like this. I don't understand why he had to die in his mid-70s. I don't understand any of that, God, but here's what I know. I want you to give me the peace that only you can give. And here's what happened, church. I cannot make this stuff up. I fell asleep because they said it was going to be a minimum of 3 hours. It was somewhere late morning by this time before the plane would ever take off. I fell asleep on the bench, and I don't know how long it was, but I woke up out of a dead sleep, and there wasn't nobody around me. It was just me sitting there in the terminal, and I woke up out of a dead sleep, and it was almost like when I woke up, I sat up, and it was almost like God was sitting right next to me. And it was just like, it was so real, and I've only experienced the presence of the Lord like this one other time in my life, and I wish I could do it again. But here's the deal. Here's what happened. It's almost like he grabbed me up by the hand and he said, listen, you asked for the peace and I'm giving it to you. Your granddaddy's all right. He's with me now. I didn't know. No one called me and said he passed away already. I didn't know. As a matter of fact, my family had already planned to wait until I got there to tell me. But I knew right then. The Lord let me know firsthand, Drew, you asked for that peace and I'm going to give it to you. He's going to be all right. He's all right. And can I tell you this? He's still all right. Look, how would that have went if I just would have went into that angry that the plane wasn't leaving, mad as a hornet because I was about to lose someone that I loved? How would that have been if I just would have chose to be bitter and angry? How would it have been if I'd have started throwing a fit in the airport? Get me on another airplane. Get me out of here. You don't understand. How would it have been if I'd have lost my testimony there that day? Instead of asking God, hey, God, I have a certain problem that you already know about, and I don't want to be angry about this, but I want your peace that only you can give. I've never had it before, but I'm asking a special request from you. How much different could that situation have been? And I remember stepping off the plane in Mobile. My mom was at the other end of the tunnel. She was crying, and I walked up, and she said, I said, Mom, I already know. She said, how'd you know? I said, the Lord told me. He let me know. She said, how? I said, I don't know. But I know this. I asked, and folks, I received. You know, the same God can do that for you. You know what we are? We're just certain individuals with certain problems with an all-knowing God that's ready to pour out a blessing on you just like that. And from this day forward, I cannot tell you the young men and ladies whose lives have been changed because of the story that I just told you. And it wasn't because of me. It was because of God. I love telling that story because you know what it does? It reminds me that God is just as big as He says He is. Folks, we just need to believe. He understood that by getting to Jesus, he could find some rest and some peace. This certain man besought the Lord Jesus. Go back over to your scripture there in John chapter 4. John chapter 4. He besought the Lord Jesus. That word besought means he entreated, he asked, or called. This man literally asked Jesus to come heal his son. This man's faith was so great, he understood something many of us do not. What he understood was if his problem was going to be fixed, it was going to have to be the Lord. You know what I understood in that airport that day? I understood that I've been sad this whole trip. I understood that in my mind, for months, I have been contemplating how on earth am I going to deal with this thing. I don't understand it. I don't want to even think about how to deal with this. But I came to one conclusion. And it was one thing I haven't tried yet. And it was seeking after God. I genuinely wanted the presence of the Lord. And I'm telling you something. If you've never experienced the presence of the Lord like that, church, you're missing out. I wish that I could experience that every day. I would love to go back and say, where's the faith I had that day to get a hold of God like that? You know what I came? And God understood. He said, this boy is at a point where he has no other options. He's not seeking after worldly things. He's not seeking after answers from anybody else. This boy is in the pig pen at a breaking point where he's broke and he has nowhere to go but up. Church, it's about time we get there. And we get a hold of the Lord. And we go to the Lord about our certain problems. But if you pay attention, verse number 50, you know what this man also did? He didn't just besought the Lord. He believed God. Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son, what, church? And the man believed the word. I wonder, do you really believe what God said? See, I had heard Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 for years. Oh, God will give you the peace which passes all understanding. God will give you the peace. God will give. But look, I never experienced it because I never believed. Now, I was saved, but really, do we really believe that God can give peace that passeth all understanding? I do. Because I've experienced it twice in my life. I wish I could tell you more stories. And maybe my faith will grow to where I can tell you more stories later. But I can tell you that story, and I'll tell that story till the day I die. Because I experienced the peace, and I did believe. This certain man believed. He believed the word of the Lord. In verse number 50, he said, go thy way. thy son liveth. And what I really like about this story is this part right here. Look at verse 53. So the father knew that it was at that same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. You know, this messengers, they came to him and they said, hey, your son, he started getting better yesterday. And the father immediately remembered what happened yesterday. Kind of like I remember what happened 10 or 11 years ago. Just like it was yesterday. You want to know what happened yesterday? He said, tell me what time that was that happened. They said, oh, about the 12th hour or the 7th hour. I can't remember what he said. But he said, at that time he knew it was at that very hour that he went to Jesus with his problem. Jesus said, thy son liveth. See, before the father even got back to the son, Jesus said, thy son what? Liveth. And he immediately told this man, he said, look, it was Jesus. It must have been God. He didn't take credit for himself. He didn't take credit for anything. He said, that was the time that I brought my certain problem to the Lord. And the Lord said, thy son liveth. And the Bible says he believed. What if he wouldn't have believed? You remember back up in the verse a little bit, Jesus said, you won't believe except you have signs and wonders. Folks, look, unfortunately, a lot of us are like that. You know what Jesus did that day? He gave him a sign, all right. He said, thy son liveth. Tomorrow you'll believe. And you'll believe for real. And then you'll get to tell everybody what I did for you. Folks, that's what it's all about. Why? I'm sure many of you could tell stories just like I just told about the many miracles and the many times you've seen God work in your life and in your family's life. And when all felt lost, Jesus stepped in and made a difference in your life. But look, how many times have you shared that story with someone else? You have no idea. Jesus didn't just do that just for you. He said, take what you've been given and give it to somebody else. Go and tell others what Christ has done for you. He did not try and take credit for his son's healing. He knew Jesus alone was responsible. We need to get back to just praising the Lord for what he has done. Go get your mom, son. We need to get back to praising the Lord and understand